Washington Post fact check parses whether migrant women sexually abused or assaulted by traffickers. By Joshua Kaplan on February 5, 2019. The Washington Post's Glenn Kessler fired off a fact check during President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech, parsing whether migrant women were sexually abused or assaulted while traveling through Mexico to the United States with human traffickers. In his remarks, the president appeared to cite a May 2017 report via Doctors Without Borders, which says, one in three women is sexually assaulted on the long journey north. Tolerance for illegal immigration is not compassionate, it is cruel, Trump began. One in three women is sexually assaulted on the long journey north. Smugglers use migrant children as human pawns to exploit our laws and gain access to our country. Human traffickers and sex traffickers take advantage of the wide open areas between our ports of entry to smuggle thousands of young girls and women into the United States and to sell them into prostitution and modern-day slavery, he continued. Kessler objected, saying DWB's survey could be flawed because the organization did not conduct a random sample survey. Rather, it spoke with 500 women who were treated by doctors, 12% who were reportedly women. The Post's fact-checker continued, so the statistic is derived from the experiences of 56 women and cannot necessarily be considered representative of all migrant women. He then notes 31.4% of female respondents women alleged they were sexually abused during their trips, instead of sexually assaulted. Thus, only 10.7% of the women migrants surveyed were actually either raped or faced some other form of sexual violence. A very important distinction for Kessler.